Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin, that ain't cool!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, the Warriors continue the preseason tonight, 7 o'clock, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. First 10,000 fans at Chase receive a commemorative Steph Curry All-Star MVP bobblehead.
Yep.
Don't miss out on the moment to kick off the season on Warriors ground. And if you want tickets, go to warriors.com right now. And don't forget, Warriors holding their annual open practice at 5:30 tomorrow. Fans can get a rare look behind the scenes at a practice. Tickets just $5, and all proceeds go to the Golden State Community Foundation. And for those tickets, just go to warriors.com/open practice.
Have you been to one of those, the Warrior version, in your career? You almost going Kevin Durant, you know who I am, so that's a no?
That's a yes.
Okay.
Multiple times.
You had a good time?
Sure.
Ooh.
Listen.
It's just a...
But the players let them sit, they let it hang, you know? You get to see that.
I've heard a lot of rookies sing bad songs.
Okay, and that's it. I love that stuff. That's what brings you together.
Yeah.
Just like you, Evan, and I. The amount of people that are coming for me because I said Evan's going on a date, I got clearance for that. That's my bro. It's all good. People relax. He would have checked me if he didn't want that out there, but that's why you've been throwing me under the bus when we've been coming back from the great Mitch Richmond. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, we kind of served back and forth, but no, it's okay, dude. Yeah. I'm sure she's not listening.
All right, I won't say her name. I was about to. Hey, my brother got at me last night, Rodney. Called me about 9:32 evening. He said, hey, man, I didn't appreciate what you did to Steiny. You owe an apology. I said, what are you talking about? He said, on the Warrior bet. But I said, Evan, save me. Oh my gosh. So this is what I want to do. Vegas has it at 47.5. I said 52. We need a bet for the show. We do it every year, 8 years going. Let's set the number at 50.
No.
That is
just... Dude, good.
You tried to sucker me, man, and Evan got in the way and helped me, but that bothers you. Why couldn't 50 be it? And you're still winning, really. He wanted to sucker goo.
You think they're going to win 50 games, Steiny?
No.
I do.
But I'm not totally sure. 52, I'm sure. We can't get to.
You sure?
No.
I think before game one, maybe we can't agree on the 52, man. They're going to be good, man. That we know.
No, we don't. We don't know they're going to be good.
27-8 last year with Jimmy.
Harry says they're going to be a 9 or 10.
So to hell with Harry. Thank you, Harry.
He's worried about injury.
A 9 or 10 seed?
Yes.
Oh, he's worried about injury. So he's assuming injury.
Yes.
That's the only way we're getting
Are you
the
assuming not? What's safer to do? Assume injury or assume not injury?
Well, if you're a Niner fan, what would you do?
Well, you don't have to assume. It's real.
Let's hope they don't have that luck. I'm waiting on the injury report for the Niners, damn it. Before we get back to it, last thing. Did you see Aaron Judge's homer last night? It was incredible.
On a highlight.
I got thoughts of Yaz with Boston waving it back in the day.
What inning did he hit that homer in?
The fourth.
They were down 100 runs.
Now, I will say,
talk to me.
That home run was far more impressive than what Carl Yastrzemski did.
I'll let you
Well, it's because Kyle Yastrzemski didn't hit that homer.
Fisk.
Carlton Fisk.
No, it's also more impressive than that one, too.
What homer by Yaz were you thinking of?
No, that was me. Yeah, that was Carlton. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Yeah, let me know when Fisk is able to hit 100 miles an hour off his belt.
Judge crushed that, man.
Yeah, he did. Oh, we got our guy Duck Sauce wants to jump in here.
Oh, man.
What's up, Duck? Wants to talk about Kerr and Jonathan Kuminga. Hey, Duck Sauce, how you doing, man?
Hey, my guys, Steiny Goo, and Ev.
Yeah.
Just a couple takes, man. I agree with Steiny. My biggest takeaway was the tone in Kerr's voice. I thought I hate to say it because the season hasn't even started, but he sounded checked out on the whole situation, really. But you know what frustrates me? I'm not really here to refute anything about Kuminga's faults, but like you look at the preseason game. Yeah, it's a preseason game. They basically started Moody at the four, and I was happy to see that he was shooting with confidence. But look at his stat line, 0 rebounds. Now, if that was Kuminga, I guarantee the next day everyone would have been ripping him. Oh, all he can do is score, but did he have any rebounds? That's exactly what everyone would be saying. So I just don't get the double standard with Kuminga and the other young guys. Like, everyone wants to act like Pajinski's the best thing since sliced bread. Tell me who's a worse on-ball defender on the team than Pajinski. Who? Even Buddy showed he could guard a little bit in the Houston series. I mean, Pajinski, yeah, he'll get you a charge. He can't stay in front of nobody. I mean, where is that pointed out at? Well, so my whole thing is like, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm interrupting like I always do. Finish, man. You're on fire.
No, I'm just saying, like, the whole thing, if we all agree that all Kuminga can do is score, well, let me tell you something. When Steph's out the game and Jimmy wants to be this role of being a facilitator, which I'm fine with because he can facilitate, if Steph's out the game, let me tell you something. We can't score. So at the very least, like you were kind of alluding to, Steiny, let's find a six-man role for him to at least get his value up because – we can't – I mean, if you got you got a hard time, you know, having me get excited about Moody and Pajinski. If they're in your starting lineup, we got problems, man, with the type of talent coming into this league right now at the perimeter position across all these teams.
Yeah, what about Melton, though? Melton got me excited about Pods. I think that's going to be Pods moving forward.
100%. If he's healthy, I'm starting Melton over Pods or Hield at the two all day. That's a no-brainer to me. And then just the last thing, man. Like City Boy was saying, like you're gonna put all his faults on Front Street. What are we doing, man? Like if you really want to get some value for him, let's big up him here and try to make him more than what you think he is. If you don't think he's gonna work out, and what hurts me the most is the last thing I'll say. It's not about just Kuminga not working out. It's about another first round draft pick not working out that's going to be out of here soon. Because the one thing about the dynasty team that I loved is we built that team. We drafted, you know, Draymond, Steph, Clay, Looney. Like even Harrison Barnes. Like hell, I love KD, but I was at the beginning. I was a little conflicted because we drafted Barnes.
I'm with you.
I got over it because KD's that good. But I mean, it's a different. We're going in a different direction now, man. And that's what I find depression. Thanks for the time.
Good
guys.
Stuff, Duck Sauce. Appreciate the call.
Man, he was letting it all out. And Steiny, go ahead, man. There's nothing like homegrown, you know. And you're telling me the 7th pick in the draft, which was Jonathan Kuminga, could be on the cusp of being up out of here, and that wouldn't shock anybody at this point. But I just want to tell Duck Sauce, City Boy, and anybody else, Donnie, I'm standing on this 10 toes down. if you like Kuminga, there's enough for you to like on tape already. So whatever happens, I honestly believe to December or January, you can go through the archives and find and know what Jonathan Kuminga is. So there is no, and I'm not saying you guys are saying it's smear campaign. It is what it is. It's enough factoids on Kuminga in this league, the good version of him, to where people would get excited for him. But man, Stani, the future is bleak in regard to if I do you, hey, Goo, what we got? And I like Pods, I like Moody, but that ain't that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about top tier.
He's not.
JK?
No.
But with a little seasoning, hot sauce, little cayenne pepper.
To me, the future, it's bleak. Not because of Pajemski, Moody, and Kuminga. It's bleak because Draymond, Butler, and Steph are gone. Those are three Hall of Fame type players. Like, that to me is why it's bleak. Not necessarily because their young players stink. It's their young players aren't champions.
But you, these other guys. Okay, I got to go here. When you know, Stani, part of the story is you missed the number two pick years ago in Wiseman. Poole got hit in the face. He's gone. So all the investment and investing that you did in watching him improve. Then you get Moody, which wasn't chopped liver. You get Kuminga. So I'm looking at this, if Kuminga's out of here, you got to look back, and you're right. You got the stewards of the game, but you've kind of struck out with Adden.
Well, I mean, if you tell me that in 4 years this team would have been Poole, Kuminga, Pods, Moody, Post, Trace Jackson Davis – you better get a star in here.
Now, I wanted you to throw Wiseman in there.
You better get a star in there. Let's go to coaches in Vallejo.
Our man.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
I had to add in on this.
I was waiting on you. Topic. Yeah.
you know who else? Not great rebounders? Draymond and Butler. Mm. Neither one of those guys are great rebounders. Per minute, I guarantee you, Kuminga is there with them rebound per minutes played. Okay? Now, Kuminga came in the first preseason game. He did everything the coach wanted him to do. He passed the ball. He gave great assists when Draymond blew a little easy layup on a beautiful pass from Kuminga. He rebounded. He blocked the shot. I mean, he set picks. He did everything the coach wanted him to do, and the coach still criticized him. You know why? Because Kerr doesn't want to be proven wrong. He does not want Kuminga to be great because it would prove him wrong. Nobody likes to be proven wrong. Kerr would rather trade Kuminga or sit him on the bench than be proven wrong. Kerr's not infallible. He's like the rest of us. No one likes to be told that they were wrong about a player. And I think, Goo, I'm with you, and please keep pushing Kuminga because he is a great young player. He's smart. He's intelligent. I don't, this IQ crap that people like to blame, they point out every little error Kuminga makes. You know what? He makes no more errors than any other player on the team. Who throws the ball away? Draymond and Steph, more than anyone on the team. They don't get criticized. Pods goes to the middle, spins around like a top, throws the ball away because he can't finish. And Steiny, where you're wrong at, Kuminga is a great player getting his own shot off, and you need that. He idolizes Kobe. He follows what Kobe does, and that's Kuminga's strong suit. Steiny is one-on-one getting the shot off in any situation, and I hope the best for the young man, whether it's here or somewhere else.
Right on, Coach. And he brought up something. Go ahead.
Jonathan Kuminga is a very smart person. He's not the smartest basketball player. I mean,
could you break that down?
He picked up the game late. His foundation has come to him late. So he's got more to learn in a shorter period of time. I'm not saying he can't do it. But if you ask Steve Kerr, is Jonathan Kuminga a smart player? I mean, he'd hem and he'd haw, but he probably, like, I don't.
Let's be real. He'd say, for this system, he'd say no, Stani.
Exactly.
And I got to say this to Coach, and we love you, baby. It's hoop season. Stani, I know we're going to look at this contract as an asset for the team, but Jonathan Kuminga, what we do know is he's an unfinished product, and he's getting $24, $25 million as an unfinished product at the age of 22. I guess that just speaks to what he could potentially be. And my only question is, how under the tutelage and showing up and taking showers with icons, heavyweights that are going to be in the Hall of Fame, even Durant, how could he not, Jonathan, that is, have picked up, how can I be better without the rock in my hands? Like, those are questions, if we went to the old ship with Kuminga, I would ask him. And I wouldn't be doing too much. I would just be like, okay, these are the areas you need improvement, but how have you not picked it up just organically? Just being around, listening. So, and then I put blame on everybody else, even the players too, Stoddy, not to prop them up and get them up there. So here we are, year five, and I think he could play, Stoddy. I really do. I mean, you look at the physical stuff, the DNA stuff, he's got some gifts from the basketball gods, man.
And
we're almost done.
Maybe Steve Kerr thinks he's letting those gifts die on the vine. You know, you were asking before about, like, make it work. I mean, there are examples in the NBA of, you know, guys who didn't work out. They got rid of one of them and it worked out. I mean, I'm thinking of, like, you know,
OKC.
What do you mean?
Well, it was Baby Harden, him, Russin.
Yeah, I'm talking more about, like, you know, the Philadelphia 76ers had Julius Erving and George McGinnis.
Oh, right.
They couldn't play together. Mm. Neither, they all wanted the ball. They could not play together. Look at Adrian Dantley on the Bad Boys. They got rid of Dantley. They brought Aguirre in. They won it. It's like, you can, like, that's why fit is more important than talent.
Mm.
Like, it just is. Let's go to who's been waiting.
And
Pete in San Ramon. Hey, Pete. How you doing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Doing great, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
CD.
Hey, I bought a ticket to the open practice year or so ago.
Yeah.
I had an okay time. I would say the tickets are properly priced.
There you go, Petey. Boy.
All right.
Petey will let you know how he feels, buddy.
And thanks for your support, Guru. But I got to come down on you for the second day in a row.
Uh-oh.
The J.K. thing.
Give it to me.
You keep admitting that he's not a finished product, that he's got a room to grow. I just think he's going to end up doing that on some other team, maybe next year. Who knows when?
Yeah, it looks that way, Petey.
I'm doing it here.
Yeah, it looks that way. But Petey, I'll say this to you before you go: what's frustrating is an older team like the Warriors are need what he is. And that's the shame in it all, if it does end, that they couldn't find a balance or a middle point. They need to get younger, and he represents that. He's flawed. But, man, Petey, how can you not figure it out in 4 years, man?
Well, that's my point. They don't need what he is. They need what he might be in a couple of years. Mm. I would like to see them find the next Draymond, somebody that in 3 or 4 years is going to replace what Draymond does.
Mm. Wow. Well, Pete, appreciate the call, Pete. Yeah, they're going to need somebody to find somebody who'll punch the next guard.
Hey, well, I'm gonna give you a one. I'm going to throw a curveball at you and Evan, and I mean this in the listeners, Stoney, and this has been going on about the last year and a half. I love Draymond on the defensive side of the ball. I told you that we talked about his DPOY Saturday, how he lost it last year, Stoney. But, dude, he's smoking layups left and right. His ability to finish is rapidly going the other way. I'm talking about Draymond Green. I'm talking about bunnies.
It's because he's getting old and he's losing his athleticism.
I'm like, damn.
He never was a great finisher.
Yeah, but Stoney, I'm like, come on, Dre.
Dude, he's 35.
I had to get that off. Another night, a lefty just like, damn,
I tell you, we need to get used to. You know, the more of those type of misses for Draymond. Let me tell you what I'm already sick of this preseason. Jimmy Butler jumping up in the middle of the lane. I'm sick of it already.
Hey, did you know it? Why does it seem like he's doing that more here than he did in Miami? I don't remember it in Miami as much, but he is doing it, Stoney, and they can't stop it.
They can't stop what?
Him getting the foul call. Like the defenders that he's done, like they ain't figured it out yet, man.
No,
he's a maestro at it, boy. Jimmy! Yeah,
I think.
But Trey, man, we got to finish those bunnies.
Yeah.
It's year 14.
I mean, all right. If that's what guess, it is, then, hey, if that's
has
what
he been to the lab shooting threes?
Man, I don't know, but he improved threes last year. I'll say that.
Shot better from three than Kuminga did.
Draymond?
Like that, wow.
Yep.
That right. That Evan, whoa. Whoa. Like that right there.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
I agree with you.
Dre.
What were their respective percentages? Look
at Evan, that's a nugget. Whoa.
Kuminga was at 30.
Oh.
And Draymond was at 33, I think.
Oh, my God.
Or 32.
And Butler's right there, 32-ish. That, ladies and gentlemen, is why they can't play together.
But Butler's
30,
only shooting
32,
two a
33.
Game. Man, that is not good.
Kuminga's career is higher than Draymond's, but last year wasn't very good for him.
It was just a bad year for him. He missed, what, Evan, 37 games or so? Kuminga came back, Stoney. Nothing was the same. The team was different. But it is what it is. 30. That's Steph Curry's number. I'll tell you what. Hello. Thanks, Goo. I am excited about our guest we had on the crossover yesterday, Seth. So he's going to improve that, the shooting, too.
How's he going to play? It's going to be tough for him to get minutes. Coach loves pods. And you know who else he loves? He loves some DM.
Now, when you, let's,
DeAnthony
real quick, Stoney, when you say he loves, you're not insinuating what a lot of people think, and I defend pods. Coach, you'll come back. He's bringing the coach an apple. No, that apple is me busting my ass, taking charges, getting rebounds, but I am starting to see pods go to the rack, just leave his feet, and then pass out to the other. That was happening in the playoffs. I'm just saying. I appreciate what pods is doing, but what do you mean he loves pods?
Okay. This is
people in the back.
This guy is a ball player.
You don't. That doesn't sound like he loves pods.
No, I get.
So do it again.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
So let me who do you think Steve Kerr likes more as a player, pods or Kuminga?
Not even close.
Okay, then there's the. Coaches like certain players more than others. It's obvious he's not crazy about Kuminga, and he loves pods.
But what if I double backed and ask you, Coach, who's the best player? Who's the better player? And this
he
is
would
no
say
shade
pods.
At no,
he
who's the better, most gifted player? It's not even close.
Between most gifted pods, doesn't do anything. Gifted is what does gifted mean? Pods. He thinks pods is better than Kuminga.
That I got. But what I'm saying to you, Stoney, is
what does Kuminga do better than pods?
Score. Okay. Attack the rim.
Give defenders headaches.
He doesn't get see. Stop that.
Soar through the sky.
Stop. Like, seriously, stop with the.
Hey, I'm reaching, man. But, man,
like, Stani, I like Kuminga, but. Like,
it's just, you feel like it's not going to happen for him here. That's just.
I'm always fascinated where I'll say, you know, let's face it, Kerr likes Pods more than he likes Kuminga. And you'll go, whoa. Like,
no, that I get.
Okay, like, he Kerr values the strengths that Pajemski has,
and
he holds against Kuminga the weaknesses that he has. It's what coaches do. You think I thought Joe Straining should have been playing in front of me when I was a sophomore? No, I was better than him. Robinson thought Straining was better than me.
Oh, were you Kuminga? You thought you were better than him, and the coach didn't think so.
I played.
I didn't ask that. I'm just saying maybe the coach had
exactly
a different version.
That's my point. He thought Straining was better. That's the age-old issue in sports. Kuminga has not yet earned the trust of Kerr.
Ernie Chavez says, Guru acting like Kuminga's an elite player. I'm not.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Thanks, Ernie.
Well, you didn't say it to Coach. Okay, we got to go.
Yes, we do. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. I see calls. We'll get to you on the other side.
We need Thundercats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.